Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechta Pesachim, and we're up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud. The next couple of Mishnayos until the end of the Perek, and I'm going to continue a discussion of the confusion that arises as a result of the Karbonos and the animals and the different groups and Chaburos, and how to deal with it in light of the fact that people are supposed to be considered as part of a designated group beforehand. And you're not supposed to shecht a carbon without having any owners assigned to it. And so when the animals get mixed up, it creates problems. And the Mishnah Yod, we'll discuss a couple of such types of problems. Shtei chavuros shenisarvu pischeim. If you have two groups of people, and before the shechita of the carbon Pesach, the animals got mixed up. Shenisarvu pischeim. They're carbonos. Or mixed up, we're not sure which one belongs to group A, which one belongs to group B. So what do we do? You can't make a tanai where each group considers removing themselves on a tanai in case they have the wrong carbon to the other group, because then you end up leaving one of the carbonis momentarily for without any ownership, without any bialim, and you cannot do that. You also cannot have individuals designated on both, because you can't have people as part of two groups. So how do you reconcile this? How do you deal with this situation? So the Mishnah says, Eilu Moshchilam Echad ve'Eilu Moshchilam Echad. If you have group A and group B, and their karbonos got mixed up, and we're not sure which one belongs to group A, which one belongs to group B, so you take one individual from group A, and one individual from group B. Echad me'Eilu Bo'alo Etzel Eilu. The individual from group A goes and joins group B. The echad me'elu bolo etzel elu, and an individual from group B goes to group A. So now what you have is, you have, no matter in each group, you have representation from both group A and group B. And you say the following. They say the following condition. The kachim omer. This is what they say. The group says to the individual that's coming to join them from the other group, im shalanu hu ha-pesach hazeh. If this korban that we choose is the one that we originally chose, and it's our carbon, then yodecha mishuchos mishalach, you have left your group and withdrawn from your group, v'nimnesa al shalanu, and you have joined our group, and we accept you as part of our group. That's if we chose right. V'im shalachu apesach hazeh, if it turns out that we chose the wrong carbon, and really group A chose the carbon that originally belonged to group B, so then Yadena Meshuchas Mishalana, we will withdraw from our original designated carbon, and we will join you for the carbon that rightfully belongs to you because you are part of that group. V'nimninu al shalach, and we will join you as part of your carbon. So because the Shechita has not happened yet, you can move people around and leave one group to go to another, provided that you have some original ownership that is still involved and connected with the carbon. And also that you don't ever leave this carbon that was designated for a carbon Pesach without any bialim, without any owners associated with it. So that's the Tanai. The Kach and the Chain, the Mishnah says, same would be Chamish Chaburis, Shel Chamisha. If you had five groups of Shel Chamisha Chamisha, five groups of five, Shel Asara Asara, or you have ten groups of ten. You would mix up the groups so that in each group you end up with a representation of at least one person from each of the other groups, and you would then be able to make the similar types of conditions or tanais that we said earlier in the case of the two groups at the beginning of the Mishnah. And that's what they would say with whether there are five groups of five or ten groups of ten. They would follow the same process that we just described in the beginning of the Mishnah. Okay, that ends Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shnayim Shnisarvu Pischei. Here we have a situation where you don't have two groups. You have two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, and they each had, they were mafrish, a carbon Pesach for themselves individually, not for a chabur. And before the Shechita, obviously, the karbonos got mixed up. So what do we do? How do we resolve that situation? Again, you cannot be on two karbonos. and you also cannot leave a carbon without any bialim. That's usur. So how do you deal with the situation? So the Mishnah is going to describe a way out to avoid this problem, to rectify the problem. Shnayim shenesarva pischayim, two individuals that had designated a carbon, an animal for a carbon Pesach, and it got mixed up. Zeh moshech lo echad, v'zeh moshech lo echad. Each one brings a new person from the street to join them, somebody that wasn't there before. So now instead of having Reuven versus Shimon, you have Reuven and a person from the street, and Shimon and a person from the street. Zeh mamne imo echad min hashuk. This one appoints with him, so he's not no longer a group of one, but a group of two, by joining him, with him, somebody from the marketplace. And the other one, Shimon, does the same and brings somebody from the shuk. So let's say Reuven has with him Levi, and Shimon has with him Yehuda. And then the Mishnah goes on to explain, so how do we fix the problem that way? We're still not sure which animal belongs to which individual. So Reuven, who took Levi with him to be his partner, Shimon took Yehuda with him to be his partner, and they each chose an animal, but we're not sure if they chose the correct animal, the one that was originally designated for their Karban Pesach. So Reuven goes next to Shimon's animal and speaks to Yehuda, the person that Shimon chose as his partner. And the same thing with Shimon. Shimon goes next to Reuven's animal and speaks to Levi, the individual who Reuven chose as his partner. This is what they say to each other. Each one, Reuven and Shimon, speaks to the partner of the other, and they say as follows: Im shalihu pesach zeh. Reuven walks over to Shimon's carbon, speaks to Yehuda, and says, if this is really my original carbon, so then yodecha meshuchas mishalach, you hereby are removed from being partners with Shimon, v'numneis al shali, and you will become my partner, and so therefore I have now shifted and moved over to this carbon with you together, and my carbon was left for Levi, and Shimon will join Levi. If it turns out that this carbon that I'm looking at is really yours and not mine, I hereby am announcing that I am removing myself from the carbon that I have in my possession currently, and I will join you and be part of your carbon. So in this manner, they're each able to make sure that each of the karbanis has an owner, and that they effectively use both karbanis without leaving it without an owner at any one point in time. And in this manner, they've resolved the issue. And the only etzah that the Mishnah was able to come up with is by bringing other people from the outside, because if you don't bring other people from the outside, it's impossible for Reuven to switch with Shimon, because for that moment that they're switching, both Reuven's animal and Shimon's animal would be left without any bialim, and that, as we mentioned, is usur. With this, we're finished Perek Tes, finished Mishnah Yud Aleph, Perek Tes, and look forward to continuing with Perek Yud, which is the final Perek of Masechta Pesachim.